Then these houses were built, and you applied for them. A chap came round from the council to look at the house you were already in and that sort of thing. And we moved in here in July of 1954. We've been here ever since. I think we're about the only ones left. Now,
Really?
they did move. Number one was always the nurse's house, right from the very beginning. That was the house for the nurse. The nurse originally lived in the bungalow opposite the old post office. That was originally the nurse's house. It was originally the roadman's house. But then he moved in with his sister over at Solsham. So that became the nurse's house. But the garage for the nurse's car was here on Old Mill Road. So if she was called out at night, she had to walk down in the dark to get the car and finish up what she had to do, garage the car, and then walk all the way back in the dark. So when these houses were built, she got the first house so that she was next door to where the car was. And then these houses were finished in 54.
And you
So
got a
we
council
came
house here
in,
then.
we moved in 54.
It must have seemed like luxury.
Oh God, I remember. I remember, David, the very first thing he did when we came in, when he went to bed, was run the bath. The first day we were here, oh, Mummy said, "Isn't this great?" In the bath. Yeah. Oh, Lord,
Oh
yes,
my
it was great.
God.
Yes.
Electric cooker?
Yes, electricity as well, yes.
Oh, there must have been such a difference.
Oh, heavens, yes, blooming oil lamps.
Who was
The
next?
wireless, do you remember the old battery set?
Yes.
Johnny at the shop along here,
That's
he
right.
used to
Yes.
do the
Yes.
accumulators, you know. You had to come down and put your accumulator in a piece of wheat later, was it?
That was along, just next to David Mackay's.
Yes, there was a wooden shop there, Johnny's, it was all called Johnny. He used to mend bikes,
Paper
didn't he?
shop, yes.
It was, I don't know what he sold because I've never in it.
Brother of Alistair Mackenzie's.
That's right,
That's
and
right.
Alistair did the taxi, and they came into number. They got number
Alistair Maddy did his
five.
nurse.
That's right, he was married to the nurse, wasn't he?
That's right.
God, that's a long time ago.
I know. I think I have a photograph of Margaret at the shop. Margaret Mackenzie's
Yes.
at the school, at the shop.
Yes.
Just outside the door, I'm sure it's her.
Yes, they had a little girl.
That's right, they did,
She was a devil for going on the fence.
I see.
She would climb on the fence, that side, fence and rock, back and forth, and it was as loose as blazes. I remember the councilmen coming round one day, two of them, and I was in the garden, and these two men stood and looked at the fence as they were walking down. Oh, I don't know. Some drunken bum must have come home from the Freeburg. It was a little girl that did it. They were blaming drunks coming out of the Freeburg for knocking the fence down. I didn't say anything. Let them think what they want.
Yeah.
Duncan Ross and Margaret, they got number two. We were in three. Alan Murray and Joey
Oh, yes.
lived here because they just had a one up and one down, there. The Mackenzies, Alistair Mackenzie was five. Rob Cameron, the wife, was
Oh,
six.
that's right, yes.
She did relief school teaching, didn't she? At
Yes,
Redbeg,
yes, she
yes.
did, yes.
And Rod was the forester, wasn't he? Seven was the Rosses. Eight was the Fergusons. Betty Christie's mum and dad,
Yes,
and
yes.
Betty and Margaret and the Fergusons. Eight was Vera.
Vera.
No, nine. I'll get mixed up. Seven,
And
eight.
who?
Nine was Vera, and Christine and Boxey were in ten. So it was just that ten houses were built first.